Oh no. I'm back. This is Brandon Ade, Modern Day Philosophy. I've been kind of busy back in school, but I really miss my podcast. I think of a lot of topics to talk about, but I just be so busy that I never had the time to sit down. But now that I'm here and I have this time, this extra time right now at 11:50 in the morning, I said, let's get to it. Let's get to it, because the topic I'm going to talk about today is one of my favorite people regarding him. And so I'm kind of hyped up because people are already going to swarm me, saying that I'm a fanboy with it. But I ain't a fanboy with it, all right? I'm just saying what I think is my opinion. I know is my opinion. And if you consider it right or wrong, you know what I'm saying? I'm 20 now. So if you believe a young 20-year-old, then there you go. But I will say I'm kind of smart. Anyway, so we're going to play some intro music or something. And then we gonna head in. All right. Let me see if I still got some spunk to my debates, to my discussions. All right. So today I want to talk about Kanye West and his Sunday services. Now, this one is, I don't think it's kind of controversial. A lot of people believe that he's just doing it for, like, you know, for a clout. Like, he don't really mean any of it. It's for, like, him to be looked at better in the media's eye, because before he wasn't looked at better. So it's all for, like, for personal gain. But I, of course, don't believe this, because, all right, look, this is what I say, all right? Kanye, no matter what he's done, or personality-wise, which is why, if you can just separate the personality from the artist, Kanye is an artist, right? His music, the jumps and the things he tries with his music, the different things, that it's from the orchestra to going electronic and pop, to hitting some country, like, everything that he does, it's very out there. He really tries out everything. To me, he's a musical artist in his true form. He'll try out all types of music, right? So I'm saying all this to say that if the man is praising God the way he knows he can praise God and the way he feels like it's right, then I don't see the issue. Now, the man is praising God. Like, like, it doesn't matter. To me, if you're in the public eye and you're making people want to go to church. So even if this is, let me give you some scenarios, you know what I'm saying? Because this is what I do. So let's say he was faking this liking of Jesus and he was just doing it to look good in the public eye. Well, he himself is still inspiring the people who's going to the church that wants to go see him to sing out to church songs and listen to choir, do some, a little bit of prayers, make people rethink their church experience, because obviously his Sunday services is not as usual as other churches, you know what I'm saying? Like, the Sunday service is definitely a different vibe. So when you look at it like that, if he's faking it or not, he's still doing what I believe a Christian should do. Be lead by example and not really, don't talk about it, don't force anything, just lead by example, and people would want to follow in that example, which is what he's doing. He started going into church music. I mean, he's always kind of been into God. So this is why I don't know why people are saying that, because I mean, what, in 2000, what, 7 or 8, he had Jesus Walks, and then if you, and he has, I know people give him flack because he's a celebrity and all that. And he said that he has Yeezus. But I mean, if anyone cared enough to like go look at why his name is Yeezus and stuff, I'm not gonna explain to you, because I'm here to pose the questions and you guys go find the answers. Like, you have to go do the research yourself, because that's what you're, if you don't find the answer that's benefiting you or sufficing you, then you're not going to believe it anyway. You need to go on that soul search yourself. But I digress. Okay. So the second scenario I want to bring is that if this is all real, if you know Kanye from since his mom died, he's been going through like this phase of like he's been acting a fool. He'd be acting a fool because he was mentally unstable, right? And so then he finds God, which I mean he already knew God, but now he found God again. So now he's full into God, and I mean, I don't see what the flack's about. Like, and I believe that, look, this is how I believe. A lot of people, and recently he was in Chicago. I mean, he just, before he was in Atlanta, and then he went to Chicago. No, he went to Chicago first and then Atlanta. But in Chicago, he did this thing where he comes up and the bodyguards are like watching him. Like pushing people back because he showed up to the venue, and he's like, look, he tells his bodyguard, look, like, this is my city, like, you don't have to be so forceful with them, let's watch this. And he just like kind of does his hand in a parting motion, and people move by, and people want to say, oh, he looked like Moses parting the sea. Now despite if he looks like it or not, we're only saying that because we're putting a precognitive notion of him saying that he was Yeezus, and like, which is not even exactly what that means, or like saying that he's a god or on all that stuff, which has background to it too, if you want to look it up, and putting that to him just simply stating that it's his city, so people are not gonna bug him, and then he just got to nicely push them to the side and they gonna move. Like, We jump too hard. We put two things together that don't belong together. And I know this in philosophy, I forgot what it's actually called, but this, it's actually a thing that it's actually a way of arguing. It's not straw man or nothing, but it's like, it's a fallacy that like, if you have this, and if this happens and it looks like this, then it must be this. I think it might even be psychology. It might even be a schema that like, if this is how we're, this is what we're used to seeing, he says he's this, then that means by whatever the hell this, he's meaning this, like he's that. And that's not, you gotta separate that stuff, just because if it was like Justin Bieber, which who led the choir at one point when we were all praising the Beebsters, right? If he was the one saying like, this is my city, like go to the side, ain't no problem there, right? So let Kanye praise God the way he could praise God with his musical talent. All right, now if you don't like the person, that's up to you, but don't get it twisted that he's allowed to find God again. He's allowed to do all this stuff. And it's not a church. It's not a church. I want to emphasize this because it's not a church. This is therapy for him. It's just a venue where you could come sing and praise. That's it. Now he goes in. Sometimes he goes into churches, but usually there's a priest there. So he's not the one really preaching. So he's just the one that's leading the music and all that stuff. So with all that being said, I'll bring everything back in full circle. y'all need to just stop judging, all right? Stop judging. Why? Like, there's some of you out there who claim you like God, and or you're a Christian and all that stuff, or you believe in God and or all that, but yet you don't even say it out loud. Like, people don't even know. You don't be going to church. I mean, you don't need to go to church. If you ask me, you just need to, you know, read a couple and read the Bible, and following the path that you think that fits you. You feel me? With that you get from the Bible, and just overall be a good person. But there's some of y'all who don't even know. Like, I don't know. Like, you don't even believe in, you don't say that you do. You don't do anything that involves you believing in God. You don't pray. You don't sing. Like, and half of y'all not even good people. But I digress. This is not the point. Well, it is the point, actually. We just need to stop the judging, you feel me? If that man says that this is therapy, he's had a hell of a life. He's went through his ups and downs. Let the man be. Let the man praise God the way he wants to. Who are we to judge? Who are we to judge the way a man praises God? Despite if that man is worth $1 billion, despite if that man is broke, despite if that man is homeless, despite if that man is a handsome 20-year-old behind the phone, singing or talking to y'all on a podcast with some Yeezys on, that's not the point. Y'all need to just let the man be and enjoy the music. The music is great. He be remixing like old pop songs. He does church songs. Like, just go give it a listen without the biased standpoint, and then just go in there unbiased, listen to the songs, and I bet you'll be jigging too. You feel me? You'll be jigging, and that's a guarantee. But yeah, that's really all I got for y'all today. I just wanted to start off with not something too heavy, but because the next one I'm going to talk about, I can give y'all a little insight. Next one I'm going to talk about is what could we do about the homeless situation, about how the homeless people are growing. Like, what do we do with all these homeless people, and is there a solution to the homelessness? Because honestly, I'm going into that talk not knowing a solution, because I really can't think of some. I'll think of some on the fly. I'm not gonna write these down, because these need to come from the heart. You know what I'm saying? I speak from the heart. And so, yeah, this is great. I hope Naniri, he's the one who runs On The Come Up, he's been on the podcast with me. I hope he jumps into this sometime with me, because or even Novell, I'm looking for him too. I need to know about what y'all think about Kanye and his Sunday services. Not about Kanye, but his Sunday services and how he's praising God. Because I know Naniri got something to say. But yeah, so any sort, I promise this is going to be, I'm coming back, all right? Y'all need the Monday philosopher in your life. Y'all need to be asking questions. Anything that happens in life, ask why. And then when they give you an answer, ask why again. And why again? And eventually, you'll lead to a spot where you've got the answer that's fulfilling your soul. And let that season your spirit. Anyway, I'm out of here. Goodbye.